a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Welcome back. Final segment of Inside Sources today. We've been broadcasting live from the Silicon Slope Summit here at Vivint Arena. This is the energy capital of the world right now. The bumpability in the hallway, the conversations that are going on, and we're going to have one final conversation as we round out some real elevated discussion in terms of entrepreneurship, employees, impact, learning, making a difference in the community. And really thrilled to have Brad Rencher joining us, CEO from Bamboo HR. And thanks for jumping on.
Boyd, thank you. Looking forward to the conversation. And you're right, the energy today is a lot of fun to see the community come together in a compelling way to continue to build something here in the state.
Yeah, and so let's start with Bamboo HR and the unique perspective that gives you in terms of the employee experience. Obviously, we've gone through pandemic and a lot of changes and transitions and transformation. How do you see it? What are we looking for? What do we need to be thinking about when it comes to the office?
Yeah, Bamboo HR, it's interesting. Our mission that we talk about is to set people free to do great work. And you think about it, whether you're working at a company or you own a company, your people just want to come and they want to make an impact.
Yeah.
And for so long, we were distracted by the bright, shiny object and we were focused outside the four walls of our business.
Yeah.
And what the pandemic did is I think it clarified some things for us. Before you can focus on customer experience and customer experience is king, you need to focus on your people.
Yeah.
What is the experience that they're having with your business? And how do you engage them better so that they can do their best work?
Yeah, and they do. They want to have that impact. And a lot of chatter has been going along about the quiet quitting and people kind of settling in. And a lot of that is because we haven't had those crucial conversations of what do we want that experience to be? How do we set our people free? How do we inspire and empower them?
Well, quiet quitting and great resignation, Boyd, if you sit back and say, what is this really driving towards? It's a symptom.
Yes. Yes.
It's a symptom of a problem that exists inside the workplace.
Yeah.
That a need isn't being met. Because I don't believe people come to work and they say, what is the minimum that I can do?
Give me the minimum standard. Yeah.
It just isn't how we're wired. We want to make a difference. We want to make an impact. And so I think that where we are today is we're entering this era of employee experience.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're not focused on the experience your employees are having, you're going to fall behind your competition.
Yeah.
And that's where Bamboo HR, we can't deliver that ultimately for you with your business, but our software can help help you get feedback and to better engage to do that. But this is something that every executive team, boardroom, whether you have two employees or 2,000 employees, something you have to be talking about.
Yeah, it is. It is the crucial conversation to be sure and to be competitive, especially in a global marketplace. If you aren't taking care of things internally, unleashing the potential and the power of your employees, you just can't compete in the global marketplace.
Yeah, it is. And the fun thing that's happening right now in the state, when I came out of university just a couple of years ago, it's been longer than that, but
your secret's safe.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's a great thing about radio. But you came out. A lot of times, if you wanted to work on truly industry-changing, industry-shaping type of opportunities, that the thought was you needed to leave the state.
Right.
It's like you needed to go to New York or London or San Francisco. Yeah. And my son, who's a junior studying computer science right now, I talked to him, and I'm like, don't leave the state.
Yeah.
There is such interesting things happening across all these different opportunities and categories. This groundswell, it's happening, and I think it's because we're raising our gaze as a state.
Yeah.
And as entrepreneurs and business leaders to say, why not us? Why can't we go compete with these companies wherever they are? Why should we leave that to them?
Yeah.
And I think it's this great, almost a great awakening that's happening in the state that, like, we could do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the view from the summit of Silicon Slopes is that we can be not just this crossroads to the West, but a crossroads to the world. One of the things I know you're passionate about that I think is so vital in all of this conversation is not just let's make sure we're maximizing, but also what's our responsibility for the state and really beyond.
Yeah, it's interesting that sometimes I travel and you go out into the nation and the world, and the story of Utah has gotten out.
Yeah.
Like Governor Cox has been out telling the story, and it's like, well, you guys just seem to come out of nowhere. Like, how did this happen? And I'm like, well, let's go back. I mean, I guess we're an overnight success if you consider a 40-year overnight success overnight.
Those are the best kind, a 40-year overnight success.
Because you think about the technology, you know, University of Utah was one of the four first nodes of ARPANET. Which means the internet literally started here.
Yeah.
And then you go to, you know, Alan Ashton at WordPerfect. Yeah. You go to Novell. One of the co-founders of Adobe, one of the top five software companies on the planet, went to Olympus High School.
Yeah.
And you think about what's happening in the state now, we're literally standing on the shoulders of those who have come before.
Yeah.
And I think that as I think about my son entering the workforce, his kids, the people who are moving to the state,
yeah.
What responsibility do we have? Just like Alan Ashton, John Warnock, those who have come before, what do we want to hand over to that next generation? And I think that we can start to think about how do we really challenge and engage the brightest minds and do those things so that it continues to get better.
Yeah.
It's not about taking your marbles and going home.
That's right.
If it was good for you.
That's right.
Continue to give.
Yeah, it's the opposite of that scarcity mentality, that abundance. Real quickly before I let you go, Brad, and we wrap up today, what's the one thing that we ought to be thinking about in terms of what we leave for that next generation?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to I think that sometimes in business we tend to put ourselves – we cast ourselves as the protagonist of every story.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, the story of the company and me are so intertwined that you can't extract that. It's like as business leaders, as community leaders, can we not put ourselves forward but really make it about us?
Yeah.
And really bring the community forward to say we're doing this together and we're building. It sounds elevated, but it's actually not that hard to do.
Yeah.
Rather than use I, use we.
Yep.
Rather than, you know, then you start to change simple language like that, and you bring people along, and they feel like they belong.
Yeah. So important. Brad, thank you so much for joining us. Bamboo HR, again, part of this great Silicon Slope Summit here at Vivint Arena. We've been broadcasting here all day, and I don't know about you, but this has been a great day for me to think about the principles, the values, the character traits that do make a difference, that add value, that makes businesses successful, but more important, makes our community strong, make our country a really extraordinary place to be. Brad, thanks so much for joining us today.
Boyd, appreciate it. Enjoyed it.
And I'm going to wrap up playing off of something that Brad mentioned, and that is this whole idea of standing on the shoulders. I love this whole idea of an overnight success 40 years in the making. And it is, we stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before. But the only reason we can stand on those shoulders is because they were willing to square them. And that's the test. And the test for each one of us is, are we going to shrug our shoulders and say, not my job, not my problem, not my responsibility? Or are we going to square those shoulders and say, yeah, I'm all in. And I'm not just out to make a dollar. I'm out to make a difference. And we've been broadcasting all of our show today from Silicon Slope Summit. It's an extraordinary event, an extraordinary thing for the state of Utah. It really is part of what will make Utah that crossroads to the world. And it's been fun to just kind of watch the energy and the dynamics. This summit is about learning. It's about connecting. And it's about serving and making a difference. And it's as we all do that, as we square our shoulders in whatever sphere we're functioning in, whether that's in our own families, whether it's in our own neighborhoods, our own communities, that's where it all happens. And I will say it one last time today, when we talk about American freedom, it is driven by entrepreneurs and small business owners, those who will take a risk and take a chance, those who will work hard, who will sacrifice, but will always strive to make a difference for someone else. That's the key. That's what makes Utah extraordinary. That's what makes America strong. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for listening to us on KSL News Radio today. As always, as you go out into the world, see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that'll make a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.